Black Friday is coming, and for the adults in your life who love the coolest toys, well, there's something for them this year too. Bartesian is the premier craft cocktail maker that automatically makes more than 60 seasonal and classic cocktails, each in under 30 seconds at the push of a button. And right now, Bartesian is having a huge site-wide sale. You can get $100 off any cocktail maker or cocktail maker bundle when you spend $400 or more. So, if the cocktail lover in your life has been good this year, or the right kind of bad, get them Bartesian. At the push of a button, make bar-quality cosmopolitans, martinis, Manhattans, and more. All in just 30 seconds. All for $100 off. Amazing toys aren't just for kids. Get $100 off a cocktail maker when you spend $400 through Cyber Monday. Visit bartesian.com/cocktail. That's bartesian.com/cocktail.
Welcome to the show. It is me. It is me, your girl, Labora Lee, a.k.a. Kat Lee. And
you have now tuned in to Ambitiously, the podcast.
It is Monday. It is Monday. Hold on. Alrighty. Let me see. Okay, audio good, video good. All right, thanks, Doc, babe. It is Monday. There's some things I gotta say, but I'm gonna say this first. I'm gonna get to this first. Today is Media Monday. Not only is today Media Monday, it is the day before the elections. There's a little political news in there, sprinkled in there, dabbled in there. We'll get to it. But today is Media Monday, baby. We are on the gab beat. We are here to talk about it. We're going to talk about it. We're gonna talk about a few things this evening. And I just hope that you're here for the ride because, I mean, what else do you have to do? But we're going to talk about it. But before I get into all of those things, there's a few things that I have to say. Trust me, if I didn't have to say them, I wouldn't start with it. But I have to say these, which is join the conversation. You could drop a comment. You can call in or text. The number is 443-780-5978. 443-780-5978. Yes, do that. Drop that comment. Call in. Text. We here for it. We want it. If you want to contact us for any reason, whether it be business like sponsorships, advertisement, you want some radio play, you want to be a guest on our show, you just want to say hi, you have some gab you want to send my way, hit us up, contact at ambitiouslyent.com, contact at ambitiouslyent.com. It's scrolling at the bottom of the screen. It'll be back up here eventually. Like, share, and subscribe to our podcast. We need every like, every share, and every subscription. We greatly appreciate when you hit that like button, which is the bare minimum that we ask you to do. So hit the like button. Speaking of hitting the like button, let me see who hit the like button real quick. Let me see. Oh, my grandmother did. Hi, Ma. I love you. And also check out our website, www.ambitiouslyent.com, www.ambitiouslyent.com. All right, I'm going to put this back on the screen so you can do it. Feel free. But today is Media Monday. We got some things to talk about. I mean, we will be getting to them. Okay, I think I can get rid of all of this right now. It's a lot going on right now. It's a lot. And like I said, tomorrow is election day. I hope that you take the time to get up, get out and vote. I'm actually going tomorrow morning, and I love it because my daughter is going with me. And that's just, in my opinion, the most amazing thing ever, because she needs to, you know, get familiar. She'll be 13 in January, so that means she has 5 more years before she starts doing the same thing. So, yeah, I want her to get familiar. Yes, it is Media Monday. Doc, it is. And speaking of that, let's get started with this. This, to all people, is a major thing. I'm quite sure you heard today. If you haven't, I'm getting ready to fill you in. But Quincy Jones has passed away, which is, oh my God. I'll get to that in a minute. Let's just get to this. So his publicist said that he passed Sunday night at his home in Bel Air, California, surrounded by his family. So this is what was the press piece that she put together. Tonight, with full but broken hearts, we must share the news that our father, this is from the family, our father and brother Quincy Jones passing, the family said in a statement. And although this is an incredible loss for our family, we celebrate the great life that he lived and know that there will never be another like him. Now, if you don't know, Quincy, he has done so many things and worked with so many people, from Michael Jackson to Frank Sinatra to Will Smith. He's worked with a lot of names. And let's just say this, as much as I want to honor Quincy Jones tonight, we're not going to say that he is shy from controversy, but we ain't going to get into that because that man lost his life. But I will say this, he lived 91 years. That means he lived a very long time. If you don't know, he was like 15 or 16 when he met Ray Charles. Like, he's lived a long, long life. And so, and done so many things, and worked with so many people and touched so many lives with his music. He's won, he's had many accolades. He did Thriller. I mean, he was a part of the Thriller thing, for goodness sake. So him and Michael Jackson were pretty close from my understanding. Like, he has touched so many lives. So I did want to touch on that. May he rest easy. My prayers for him and his family, of course, because it's not easy losing a person. It's not easy at all. So my prayers go out to him. That's what we're going to talk about. That's what we have to say about that. Now, let's get into some sports real quick. Oh, wait. So Doc said he had a very illustrious music career. He did. He worked with everybody. It's like, who didn't he work with? He was one of those gatekeepers of the industry. I hate that I have to say that, but he was a gatekeeper. So it is what it is. So may he rest in peace. He lived a very long life. His daughters are Kadada. If you don't know, Kadada was engaged to Pop before he passed. His other daughter is having a great acting career. I'm remember watching something where, because they knew a lot about his side of the family already, like their African-American side, but they didn't know much about their Jewish side. So she was able to explore that. But yeah, may he rest easy. I don't, it's never good news when you hear that somebody passes, but may he rest in peace. All right. Let's get to Petty Boots. We have to talk about Petty Boots. Because Petty Boots is still in his feelings.
Hold on.
So. Petty Boots got beef with DeMar DeRozan. I hope I said DeRozan. I don't know how I like to say his name, but I hope I said it right. But he got beef. And we all know why he has beef. Oh, we all know why he has beef with him. Let's get into it. So Drake made his feelings towards DeRozan crystal clear on Saturday, targeting him, targeting the former Toronto Raptor in an apparent retaliation for appearing in Kendrick Lamar's Not Like Us music video. But he didn't just appear in his video. See, I need y'all to stop it there. He also was on the stage at the concert. Stop playing with him. But he is from Cali, and I need y'all to stop playing with him. Like, he's not a Cali native. DeRozan. Listen, Doc, I'm not asking for pronunciation situations right now. I said it how I said it. And he just going to take it. Listen, yeah, because sometimes you got to pop out and show ninjas. And so he popped out and showed ninjas. I can't walk, but it is what it is. I'm not here to be perfect for anybody. So if I said it wrong, oh, well, he'll get over it. He's rich. He'll be okay. So anyway, let me finish this because this is what we're doing. So DeRozan, Sacramento Kings were in Toronto to play against the Raptors. And despite suiting up for Drake's beloved team from 2009 to 2018, the sixth guard gave him far from a warm welcome. Of course, he didn't give him a warm welcome. This is Petty Boots, a.k.a. Little Caligula we're talking about. Stop playing. The night began on a high note with the Raptors jersey retirement ceremony, which was, I mean, this is amazing to me. They did a retirement ceremony for Vince Carter. Love him. Always have. But when Drake was asked on the TSN broadcast if DeRozan should have his jersey in the Raptors too, he threw some serious shade. Of course he did. It's Petty Boots we're talking about, a.k.a. Little Caligula. Of course he did. So, this is what he said. If you ever put a DeRozan banner, I'll go up there and pull it down myself. He wasn't saying that before he popped out and showed ninjas. He wasn't saying all of that, right? It didn't end there, though. Drake started DeRozan down every time, stared DeRozan down every time the sixth time All-Star was near him. And at one point, he appeared to call the Hooper a vagina. I'm stating it in that terminology because y'all know what he said. He called him a poom poom, a poonani. I'm trying to think of all the words that I can. He called him that, right? During the post-game press conference, DeRozan learned about Drake's banner remarks. And from the looks of his face, he wasn't pleased. Oh, my gosh. Are they going to fight? Oh, my gosh. So this is what he had to say. He going to have a long way to climb to take it down. Tell him good luck. Yeah, little boots. Good luck, little Caligula. Sorry. But the bad blood isn't just a result of the Compton native. Because, like, what do you expect? The Compton native playing for a different team. All roads are leading back to his cameo and KDOT's viral diss track music video and concert, because they keep skipping over that, but no, they not this time, aimed at Drizzy, as well as on stage appearance at the rapper's LA concert in July. Listen, Americans are weird, but this is one of them times where you have to expect that Compton and Compton is going to stick together. Nothing about your Canadian behind, Little Boots, is going to make him side with you. He's not Canadian. He just played for the team. He is from Compton. Compton, California, in the United States of America. If you thought that, come on, man. Okay, he is an athlete. He is a rapper. How do you think the potential physical conflict could end? I don't know if... Because he is an athlete, it's not even that he's just an athlete, but he's a basketball player, which means he got a long arm span, and he's tall and muscular, get in the gym, and he be working out and stuff. I don't feel like it's going to be good for Drake. I don't feel like it's going to be good for Petty Boots. I don't feel like it's going to be good for Little Caligula. As a matter of fact, I don't even feel like Little Caligula can fight because of his behavior. I just feel like it'll be ugly for him, not for DeRozan. Okay? But yeah, what I'm saying is, though, it was crazy. It was just words, thank goodness. But again, this man is from Compton, California. Compton in California, in the United States of America. He played for Toronto. He's not from Toronto. You're doing too much. You want too much. You want way too much. And if you didn't think he was going to stand with his peoples, you sadly mistaken. Two losses in 1 year. Oh, Petty Boots has two losses in 1 year. What? Sometimes you got to pop out of show ninjas. Sometimes they got to learn the hard way. And Petty Boots is learning. Little Caligula is learning. Nobody cares, sir. You are not that important to them. Doc said hilarious. Was about to be. What if he would have fought DeRozan? Yeah, that would have been the second law. I don't think that he is. And the fact that he's sitting on the sideline calling that man a poom poom is crazy. It's wild to me. But I also feel like because he is in his own territory, Little Boots is a little, he's feeling himself a little bit. You know how Little Caligula's act? He in his own turf, so he felt like he could swole out real quick. It's crazy. It's crazy. But I'm going to need you to cut it out, Little Caligula. He was at home, and that's why he felt like he could do all of that. Now, had he not coming back to L.A., he sold his house, but had they had been in L.A., I don't think that he would have been doing all of that. And is he going to do the same thing to LeBron James? SZA? I'm trying to think who everybody that was at the concert that he cared about. It was LeBron James. It was DeRozan. He not doing that to Dr. Dre. He not doing that to none of them. He was in Toronto, so he felt safe. He had his caffeine strips, and he felt safe. Shout out to you, Little Caligula. You had your caffeine strips, and your chest was swole. Chest was swole. Cut it out, Little Caligula. That boy will dust you off. I just see it. He will dust you off. Not the caffeine strips. Yes, the caffeine strips. He had them with him in his bag. Because you know he traveled everywhere with him now because they already tried to get him once. I'm just saying. They already tried to take his caffeine strips, so he got to keep them with him so that they don't try to get him again if he leave him in the house. they might try to get him. I'm just saying. Okay, fine. I'm gonna leave him and his caffeine strips alone, but you don't want that smoke, bro. Little Caligula, you don't want that smoke. Petty Boots, you don't want that smoke. And if y'all don't know who I'm talking about, who Little Caligula is, who Petty Boots is, Drake. That's who it is. You don't want that smoke, bro. You don't. I don't think that's a battle he could win. Let's get into some things that's going on. So, like I said, tomorrow is election day. I hope that you all get out there and place your votes. If you don't, shut up and you don't have nothing else to talk about because you're not placing your vote. He was too woke. He was too woke. That's why he felt so safe to call that man a pom-pom. He felt very safe. He had his strips. He had his security around him. He felt safe. I don't think he would have felt that safe in Compton in LA. I don't think he would have felt that safe, but whatever. So an incident happened, as you know, all the candidates are attending rallies right now because it is down to the wire. We did have a situation, and I'm going to say that Kamala said that she not having a Travis Scott incident. She not having an Astro World incident, but let's get into it. So Kamala says she's always looking out for her own, putting her rally on pause to direct medics to someone who needed help and saying that that's what leadership is all about. Was that staged? I got questions. Because you know how they do. Hold on, let me fix this real quick. You know how they do. And sometimes they make up stuff. And like I said, this election right here is a circus, baby. In my opinion, words can fly. Yay, because I'm ready to cuss. Was this shit some made up shit? Thank you. I was right. I've been waiting to say that. But she said that's what leadership is all about. So the VP hosted a star-studded rally, which I have a problem with, and I'm gonna get into that in a minute, in Atlanta on Saturday. And when she finally came out to speak, it seems that she noticed a supporter was in distress, and she immediately stopped her speech to help get medics to her. So it's a clip. We're not watching it. Kamala points into the crowd and asks them for the medics to hustle over before asking fans to park so emergency medical team can get to the person in need. That's commendable. I appreciate that because, like, who the fuck, like, you better. True, the theatrics of politics. It's always theatrics, right? Doc, it's always theatrics. But I got a lot of problems with this whole, and not that I stand with Orange Face, but I have a problem with this whole Democratic side of things because it looks like a circus. You got Glorilla. She ain't gonna sway my vote. You got Cardi B, and although she's very involved in the politics game, she not helping your cause. Who else she had? Meg Thee Stallion. I'm not voting for you because of these chicks. Of course, Beyonce. She always on the Democratic side. I'm trying to think who else she had at these rallies. But at the end of the day, I don't like that. Nothing that Glorilla raps about has anything to do with our nation and how our nation is running. Nothing that Meg raps about has anything to do with our nation and how this nation is going to be ran. Cardi B, she said a speech, but it was like, why? I love my fellow Libras, but I'm not listening to her. I'm not. Yeah, okay, that's fine. That's way the younger women. The problem is that I have with this is That is part of the problem. It's not swaying nothing. Like, and then you know what makes it worse? Oh, I hate to say this because I'm encouraging everybody to go out and vote. That's not going to sway them to do anything. And if you think that is, you're stupid. If you think that because Meg Thee Stallion was on the stage singing her little heathenist songs is going to make them girls go out there and vote, you're a fool. If you think that if Glorilla singing her little songs is going to make these girls go out and vote, you're a fucking fool. That is not going to do it. That's not how you get the young people getting. That's not going to do it. I'm sorry. It's just not. It's not. And yes, and he's stupid. Young people like celebrity. Yeah, they do, but that don't encourage them to go vote. This is why the voting has turned out the way it's been turning out for years. That does not encourage them to go vote. Just because you throw a celebrity on the stage, that's not going to encourage them to go vote. It's not. It's not. It's it never has. So why would it start today? Pay attention to what's going on. And yes, Trump did have Amber Rose, but who the fuck is listening to her? This bitch got slut tatted on her forehead. Why the fuck would I ever listen to her? Why? She hangs out with Ray J. Why would I fucking ever listen to her? I'm gonna get to that in a minute. We gonna talk about that in a minute. That's not gonna do anything. So it's stupid. All of this shit stupid. This is a fucking circus. And I'm not here for it. Hot Girl Summer is the move. Yeah, it's the move, but it's not the move to get them to vote. It's the move to get them to be slut. It's not the move to get them to vote. It's not going to help them go to the polls. It's not. It's just not. It's stupid and it's dumb. And it's the dumbest thing I've ever seen. I'm not going to vote because Meg Thee Stallion was on the stage. Because Glorilla. And even the younger people, it's not going to be because of that. It's not going to be because you done got these little stupid-ass dummies on the stage. It's not. It's dumb. It's stupid. Sorry. I'm just going to call a spade. It's dumb as shit. And I guess you think that that's how it's going to work, but that's never been how it worked. Let me keep on going. So I also said that Cardi B, hold on. It's not where I wanted to go yet. No. Cardi B had a little speech. Where's my little? Okay, there we go. She had a little speech in Milwaukee. Okay, it's not going to let me do it. A lot of people have said that that speech could ruin Kamala Harris's chances. I don't think so. I don't think that she has enough pull to ruin anybody's campaign. But I will say, getting these people is the dumbest shit. Y'all politicians are stupid as fuck. That's what I'm going to say. That's what I'm going to say. Y'all dumb as shit. That ain't the answer. Where we at on time? We good. So, child. Ooh. We can't get away from this Diddy thing. It's not going anywhere for a little while, so you just might as well get used to him. Well, if you've been watching this podcast, time is good. I was checking. I don't know if it's good for all the things that I had that I wanted to talk about, but it's good for right now and whatever. This Diddy shit ain't going away for a little while, so. What does Music Soul Child got to do with anything? And why is he in the conversation? Anyway, so Diddy is not going anywhere. His news is not going anywhere for a little while. But apparently, when it comes to these freak-offs, I said Soul Child. I didn't say Music Soul Child. Doc. No. We know that I didn't say nothing about no Music Soul Child. Anyway. Apparently the NDA for these said parties has surfaced. And so this is what has been said. The NDA has been obtained, and this is what he asked people to sign for said parties. Okay. So apparently, when you come to the freak off, you got to sign an NDA. The document is pretty standard, a pretty standard non-disclosure agreement prevents signees from sharing information related to Diddy, his family members, current or former partners, spouses, friends, and business associates. Why are they included in this NDA? I don't know. The NDA tells signees not to photograph, film, or record, or have another person photograph, film, or record Diddy or anyone in his orbit without his written consent, and specifically name social media sites where attendees can't post photos of photos that Diddy doesn't sign off on. Attendees are not to give interviews, write books, otherwise disseminate information about Diddy or parties without prior written consent. Child, quite frankly, it's a pretty... it's a crazy NDA. It's crazy. And you can read it all for yourself, but the basic gist is that anyone attending these parties needs Diddy's written consent to share any info worth noting. The NDA lasts for the life of the artist plus 20 years after their death, or grand total of 70 years, whichever is longer. That's crazy. That's crazy. That's crazy. The length of the NDA varies from agreement to agreement, but this is certainly on the longer side. As you know, Diddy was arrested in September, charged with racketeering, conspiracy, sex trafficking by force, fraud, coercion, transportation to engage in being a worker. He's currently locked up in a notorious jail, NYC jail, MDC Brooklyn, where he's waiting trial. Most recently, a Playboy model at one of his alleged freak-offs claims that he made her watch a J-Lo video before the two got intimate way back in 2002, which is like, did they get into? If you weren't, why are you talking? So they've reached out to Diddy's team. Nobody said anything. Just that he was going to protect all of his nefarious associates, yeah, including his children. I'm crazy. They said standard. So is a crazy NDA just the norm? Well, question. Doc said question that need clear answers, in my opinion. Just saying, listen, an NDA is an NDA. And the standard one is that. But the crazy part is it's not standard because it lasts for it could last up to 70 years. But here's the thing. This is the trick. NDAs don't protect you when you're breaking the law. You see, the government has more ranking than your little piece of paper does. And Lil Ro was smart because he never signed it. So I'm wondering, I had a question about this shit too. When all the yacht parties and all the stuff that he had Lil Ro around, even the situation at Chalice Studios, he had everybody sign NDAs then, and Lil Rod never did, right? So did they just collect them like how, you know, the teachers would collect all your papers? Like, all right, everybody's papers down, and you go collect all of them. Like, was that how it went? Because it was crazy. It was crazy. But an NDA cannot. So for any of you out there watching, so you know, an NDA does not protect you from the law. It cannot, it will not. If the feds come, Homeland Security come, and even if you got an NDA, if you broke the law, if you violated the law, and they're taking you to court, that NDA does not cover your ass. So don't even think about it. Don't even think about it. Let's keep moving, because there's more to talk about. Let's keep moving. I'm not done with him. I'm not done with him. Now, this is my question. Miami Beach officially takes back the key to the city. Why y'all just now taking the key back? New York, well, I guess he did it fast because he was about to get in trouble. But just now y'all want to take it back. He said, oh, I'm sorry, before I get into this. Doc Don't Be Life and Lil Rock collected them and he didn't turn his in, and that he didn't sign anyway. I'm feeling like he the person that was collecting. I'm like, I'm not putting mine in this because I ain't signing shit. I feel like that's what he said, but yeah, I digress. Cause it's like, how did he get away with not signing his, but everybody else signed theirs? That's crazy. Anyway, so Miami Beach has officially cut ties with Diddy, revoking his key to the city amid his ongoing legal troubles. Oh, you finally did, Miami? Oh my gosh. The now disgraced rapper, I hate that they keep calling him a rapper because he's not a rapper. He was an entertainer, not a rapper. But the disgraced rapper was officially stripped of his honor this week. It just happened this week in light of his arrest, indictment, and avalanche of SA lawsuits that have piled up against him 9 years after he was first awarded the key to the city. So Miami Beach Mayor Stephen Miner, or however you say his last name, and the city commission voted unanimously on the decision at an in-person hearing Wednesday. Our sources tell us that the mayor still has to officially sign off on the resolution, which is imminent. So Commissioner Joe Magazine, David Sherez, Tanya Bott, Alex Fernandez were sponsors. I'm just trying to figure out, like, why did it... Okay. Took y'all a long time to decide to take the key back. Remember all the scholarship money Diddy gave, just like the money Sean got for his election. Oh yeah, Sean definitely got that money. Yeah, Diddy gave all that money, but again, he gave money to Howard, and you see what happened. That's not the point. Why are we now just coming around and taking the key? This man been in jail since September. It is November. New York was fast with theirs, though. Yes, not a rapper, producer, entertainer. Not a rapper, producer, entertainer, okay? I don't know why they keep calling that man a rapper. He is not a rapper. Nothing about his... Remember he said, it don't matter if I write rhyme, I write checks. He's not a rapper. Shit, tired of that. I'm tired of that shit. Now, I don't want to go move too far away from him because also, it's been said, nah, it really happened. Diddy's sons over Halloween, it was a Halloween party and all that good stuff, got into a little kerfuffle with Ray J. Well, it wasn't really a fight, but it was supposed to be a fight. Hazel E, she gave her rendition. She said something about Ray J, get ready, go in his backpack. Ray J ain't got nothing in that backpack. Couple of eyewitnesses, you know, said how the boys, Quincy, Christian, and Justin, surrounded Ray J like they was get ready to whip his ass. And then again, the unlikely hero of the day was Chris Brown. And I know as much as y'all don't like him sometimes, he broke it up. He stopped all the shenanigans. He made them all separate. And he broke up the
Black Friday is coming, and for the adults in your life who love the coolest toys, well, there's something for them this year, too. Bartesian is the premier craft cocktail maker that automatically makes more than 60 seasonal and classic cocktails, each in under 30 seconds at the push of a button. And right now, Bartesian is having a huge site-wide sale. You can get $100 off any cocktail maker or cocktail maker bundle when you spend $400 or more. So, if the cocktail lover in your life has been good this year, or the right kind of bad, get them Bartesian. At the push of a button, make bar-quality cosmopolitans, martinis, Manhattans, and more. All in just 30 seconds. All for $100 off. Amazing toys aren't just for kids. Get $100 off a cocktail maker when you spend $400 through Cyber Monday. Visit bartesian.com/cocktail. That's bartesian.com/cocktail.
Fight. What the fuck are they fighting? But what really the reality of, because Ray J also went on Nicki Minaj's, he was on Nicki Minaj's live, and he basically said that the reason why all of this was going down is because they were upset about the things that Ray J has been saying about their dad when Ray J used to be hanging with their dad heavy. But we forget that Ray J used to hang with everybody. He was like the running joke for them. And it's crazy. You saying too little, too late to take it back. No, I'm not saying too little, too late. I'm saying, why did it take y'all so fucking long to take it back? That's what I'm saying. Folk want to keep them checks, he writes. But yeah, them checks is gone, baby. They don't let, money does not last forever. And he can't write no checks from prison, from jail. He can't. He got to take all he... Actually, also what's being said is his money is depleting. Them checks don't... That's not what it is. Ray J might... He has a interesting connection to Lil' Kim. Ray J has an interesting connection to everybody. To everybody. Not just Lil' Kim. To Diddy. Remember that whole situation when Ray J and Fab got into it? Guess who they was hanging with? Diddy. See what I'm saying? It's beyond Lil Kim. She ain't even a factor in this situation. Yeah, Ray J just be hanging out with everybody. Ray J would be a person to talk, but Chris Brown being a savior as well. He was. Everybody who recounted this interaction said that Chris Brown is the person who broke it up. He turned him over a new leaf. Y'all gotta stop playing with that boy. Like, he can't change his life around for the better. Everybody changes. And yeah, everybody can change. Change can happen with anybody. And in his mind, he probably felt like, I'm not saying that thought. He probably felt like, this is weird. Why is this happening? And I get it, because this is weird. Why is this happening? And of all things, you should not be doing while your father is sitting in prison with accusations against him, is out here causing havoc and trying to fight people. That's the wrong thing to be doing. Because now it looks crazy when it comes to the court of law. Because they're like, see, this is why we let his black ass out now. Because see what they doing? He probably going to do 50,000 times worse. And now we can't let his ass out. And I agree, you can't. Look at them out here causing havoc. The man and women fought the middle boy coach at college. I say the middle boy because it's still to be debated about him being the father, the daddy of that one. Yeah. You mean like father, like sons? Because it was all three of them. It was Quincy, Christian, and Justin. It was all three of them. It wasn't just one. It was all of them. I'm going to need y'all to sit the fuck down, though. And this is one of those shut the fuck up moments that I'll always be talking about. But anyway, let's move on. So Fat Joe is adding his two cents to the Bruin controversy, that today's hip-hop journalists are big trash. spurned over backlash from Kendrick Lamar giving his first Not Like Us interview to SZA. The Bronx rapper legend sat down for a new interview to discuss the fleeting practice of artists having journalists ask them fair questions in exchange to be able to alter the narrative to their own platforms. Joe says the coverage of Tupac and Biggie's beef led to their demise. I could kind of agree with that a little bit, just a little bit. But I also believe that the old guard of hip hop journalists created a lot of conflict and might even have blood on their hands, Joe explained. When you talk about East Coast, West Coast, Tupac, Biggie, that thing was amplified and they both ended up passing, he declared. And when I look at so-called journalists that were here from day one, since Bob and the Source magazine and all of that, still to this day, when they interview people and do podcasts themselves, they always take the negative route. Recently, Benzino was spoken to, and he blamed the 1995 Source Awards for sparking the East Coast, West Coast wars. So there's definitely some synergy in the OG's recollection. Listen, I can kind of agree. I can kind of not agree. And I'm going to tell you why. Because it was a whole thing that got, like, remember the covers where they had West Coast and they had the East Coast and it was just too much. And it did escalate. And you know, people are crazy. And this is back when people were actually reading. Again, I just want y'all to know, I had to take my Hamilton book down for this. I just want y'all to know that I am the librarian in me. Hold on, let me get this right. The librarian in me, I am loaning out the dictionary for those who need to read, okay? I just want y'all to know that. I'm gonna put that back in a little bit. I might pull that back out in a minute, but yeah. But this is back when people then finds proof. Okay, so Doc said, but real journalists ask what you really said. But who were really the real journalists of the day? They just wanted to spark the situation. They do what they do. Actually, I'm going to tell you the real thing is, and I don't care if you're a real journalist or fake journalist. This is the real thing. Back then, it was whoever was selling. How could they sell those magazines that you read? It was about selling. It wasn't about them really caring about a journalistic point of view. You see what I'm saying? Because the journalist had to write the piece, but the piece had to go to the editor. And then the editor says, not spicy enough. Make it a little bit more juicy. That's how publications really work. So you know, coming from a journalist. That press pay is coming handy. Laugh out loud. Yeah, I'm writing out my dictionary for those who think demure is a new word. It's not. Doc said, sounds like politics or .. Listen, it is what it is. Library Cat has entered the building. Yeah, she has. She's here. I had to put my glasses down on the brim of my nose to let y'all ninjas know that I am loaning out the dictionary, the thesaurus, and a bunch of other books. I have a lot of them, so I can rent out books. If just hit me at contact@ambitiouslyent, and I will loan out my books to you. Yes, controversy and sales. That's what it's about. That game was never about, I'm a real journalist. That's not how that works. It was always about money. Always about money. So don't ever get it twisted. And I need y'all to know that because I know that. And I want y'all to know that. It's never been about we need to sell this publication. So we got two major publications at the time, XXL, The Source, right? And they trying to beat out each other. What's the most controversial thing you could do? And at that time, it was Biggie and Pac, the whole beef that they supposedly had. And they did incite it a little bit more because it wasn't that. You know what I'm saying? They knew what they was doing. It wasn't that. So I don't disagree with Fat Joe, but at the same time, there was a lot of other factors that played a part in that situation. And it wasn't just the journalists. Let's try Jimmy Henchman. Let's try Puff. Let's try even Andre Harrell. Let's try Suge. Let's try everybody that was rolling with him. Let's try all of those things. Let's say all of these are the determining factor of why Big and Pac are not here no more. We ain't just going to blame it on just the publications. And Fat Joe, just because you do a little podcast now, don't give you, I'm not going around with that. Because you start shit too. Now. We're going to talk about it. It was a lot of factors that played a part in that situation. And it wasn't just XXL and The Source. Okay. Just want you to know. We were there too. We saw it. But when it comes to those publications, they did their job. They sold those magazines because that's what they're supposed to do. Same way with newspapers. You over-sensationalize all of the crazy stuff because that's your job. You got to sell those papers. You got to sell those magazines. And if you think it was going to be anything less than that, you're crazy. You got to sell those magazines. You got to sell those papers. They ain't going to sell themselves. Well, now they don't sell at all. Now you can just get everything online. But back then, that's what it was. The paper, the magazines, you open it up. I'm going to do this real quick because I hate pretend opening stuff. You open it up. Ooh, guess what? Such a blase blase beefing because we didn't have the internet back then. So we had to wait until it was in the publication. We had MTV, BET, and those gave us a little bit of news. And then we had those publications. So we had to wait. We didn't have a choice. So of course they was talking about it. And of course they was going to try to sell their publications. I don't even think that it should have been anything less than that because that's what you're supposed to do when you're in the paper business. When you're in the magazine business, and especially in hip hop, they ain't set this, like, labels won't even sign people that or don't even want to sign people that do positive rap. They only wanted to sign people that was going to cause chaos and havoc. So, like, what are we talking about? Shut up. But those outlets hired real journalists. Yeah, but those real journalists had to get a paycheck. And before they went to print, they had to take that article that they wrote to the editor, and the editor said yay or nay. They might have hired real journalists, but those journalists aren't in charge, and even the editor is not in charge. They have a boss. The boss has a boss, and the boss has a boss. That's how that works. That's how it works. I need us to stop being jaded about how this shit works. The journalists have no power. They write what they told to write. None. So I'm not going to blame them because they wrote it. But they might have had another piece, but their boss was like, no. We need something that's going to be sensational. That's going to pop. That's going to make readers read. Y'all don't do that no more. But this going to make people want to read the publication. And guess what they did? Okay. Yes, boss. Let me read. Got on a little typewriters or early PCs at the time and wrote what the boss said. Right. It wasn't just the journalists. And I need people to stop targeting specific people because it wasn't specific people. It was a whole thing. Is it too many clear folks at the top talking about him? Oh, you know the clear folks are at the top in hip hop. I'm not going to say, is it too many? I'm just going to say, We just know they are. And they play that part. And the journalists are at the bottom of the pecking order. They're at the bottom. They got to write what they told to write. You take that piece to your editor, and your editor says, I'm not publishing this. Go back and write something else. Why don't you do something on, I know, the Biggie and Pac situation. Now, the journalist has to go back and write something on the Biggie and Pac situation. The boss has a boss, and the boss has a boss. Stop playing, y'all. Even with, just think about it like this, and we are, tomorrow's election day. I'm going to reiterate that. Even the president has a boss. The boss has a boss. Everybody has, they all have bosses. So I'm not going to blame that on a journalist. That's shifting the blame, and I don't like it. I don't like it at all. I don't like it. I don't like it because you work for somebody when you're a journalist. You don't work for yourself. And if your editor say no, it's a no-go, then it's a no-go. You don't get to choose. If you take that piece to them and they don't like it, you don't get paid. Like, that's how that works. Like, come on, man. Fat Joe don't know what his fat ass is talking about. Well, not, I don't know what he is right now, but he don't know what he's talking about. He's a rapper. And no rapper is going to tell me what goes down when it comes to the press. They're not their friends. They don't even like the press like that. Shut the fuck up, Fat Joe. Anyway, it is for me to get to these love notes. I want to shout out anybody who is watching from Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. I appreciate you. This is called Live Love. I'm giving you my love live because I love you guys, and I thank you, and I appreciate you for your support. I do. Thank you. Thank you so much. But it is now time for me to get to my love notes. And that's not y'all, because these people I'm about to talk about, these people listen to me. They don't know what I look like. I don't even think they care. But they come back. They're loyal. And I appreciate them so much. So it is now time for the love notes. And wait, I got to make sure I don't miss nobody tonight, because I can't. I can't. But, yeah, these people, they're my listening audience, and I love them. So, love notes. How do we come up with the name love notes? Well, I used to call it love. Doc used to call it show notes, and there's no way in hell I was ever going to call it show notes. Never. So, we bickered back and forth for a while, and then eventually we came to the decision that we would call it love notes. Doc also said that I had a stack of papers the size of a composition notebook. I didn't. He fibbing. I did not. It was a lot of papers, though. But in all fairness, it was a lot of cities, states, and countries on said paper, okay? It was a lot. It was a lot going on. It was a lot happening. Now we don't do cities, states, and countries. Now we just do countries. I just wanted to make sure. Hey, sweet, I see y'all. Hey, I see y'all. Okay, I just want to make sure I don't miss anybody. And it looks to me like a lot of returning people, and I like that. I like that a lot. Hey, I like that a lot. But anyway, we don't do that anymore. We don't do, hold on, one more glance over, y'all. I'm sorry. I'm coming. Okay. I just wanted to make sure. So, but we don't do that no more. Now we keep it simple, and we show our love in this way. We've gone green. We care about our world and global warming and all of that stuff. So now we do it like this because we got to stop using papers and cutting down trees and shit. We ain't going to keep doing that. So now we do this. It's all love. Thank you for all of the love, man. Shout out to my top six, the United States, the United Kingdom, India, China, Canada, Belgium, specifically Brussels. I love you guys so much. Oh, thank you. My babies are so loyal. I appreciate y'all. Russia, Indonesia, Japan, New Zealand, Australia, Turkey, Switzerland, Germany, Mexico, Austria, and Philippines and Kenya. Hi, babies. Love you. Pakistan, Romania, South Africa, Nigeria, Brazil, Netherlands, Singapore, Spain, Ireland, and Nepal. I love you all. Thank you for all of the love. Oh my gosh, I love you guys so much. Mauritius, Israel, Hong Kong, France, Poland, Tunisia, Venezuela, baby, the Czech Republic, Portugal, and Morocco. I love you guys so much. Thank you, booze. I love you. Oh, I'm blushing. Ghana, Finland, Cameroon, Lithuania, Sweden, Bangladesh, and Latvia. Hi, honeys. I love you too. Thank you. Oh my gosh. I'm blushing. Y'all can't see me. I'm blushing. Love this love. Last but not least, Hungary, Greece, and Denmark. I love you guys so much. I appreciate you guys so much. I am grateful for all of this love, and I will continue to do what it is that I'm doing and with hopes that I don't disappoint. But thank you for the love. I appreciate you. Thank you for your loyalty. Oh, man. Wait a minute. That's not what's so sad. All right. Okay. We back. Man, I'm just, oh, that love is different. That love is different. Wait. That's not what I wanted to put. Worldwide, you calling somebody P pushing P. He called him a putty. That's what he called him, but he wouldn't have called him that to his face. Say it to his face. Oh, sorry. Pushing P or just a PB, a.k.a. Petty Boots. That's what the fuck he is, old petty ass. Hope caffeine strips wake up fast after you catch the feed, because I swear you don't want that smoke with D. Rosen. I promise you don't. I feel like the cat, all the Compton going to come up out of him, and he going to whoop your ass, Petty Boots, a.k.a. Little Caligula. If you don't know why I call him that, because we call him Petty Boots, but if you don't know, Caligula means little boots in Latin. So I call him Little Caligula. I like it. It's cute. It fits him well. Top Flight, catch the vibes. Also playing your vote. Big day tomorrow. Be excited like you caught the vibe and got flued out. On your trip, only thing you gotta go do is vote. Your bags have been packed. Yeah, listen, go vote. This is a circus, this election, but I'm still gonna go out and vote because I feel like you can't run your mouth about politics and politicians if you don't go out and vote. If you don't do that, then shut the fuck up. Because you don't even really give a shit anyway. So why are you talking about? You can't complain about the things that's going on in this country and you not going and placing your vote. Now, I know. Your vote doesn't count anyway. Well, motherfucker, appease. Just do it anyway. Because you don't know. You don't know what this is looking like. From what I hear so far, both of them neck and neck. Because it's like, what do? You vote for Orange Face, or you vote for the lady. And most people, it's just a circus, y'all. I can't. It's too much. It's a circus. Just go vote. I don't care who you vote for. Just go out there and vote. I promise you. If you want change, go vote. I'm not telling you who to vote for. I'm not even telling you who I'm voting for, because I don't know that I want to vote for either one of them, but I got to vote for somebody, so I'm going to vote. And I don't want my daughter to ever think that it's okay not to go out there and vote. Like, you gotta vote. Go vote. So it is what it is. And like I told y'all, I'm neither Republican or Democrat. I like to fall under the independent line. So this is weird. It's weird. But go vote, all right? A few things I need to say real quick. Hold on. I'm trying to get where I need to be. Join the conversation. Call in, text. Drop a comment. The number's 443-780-5978. Call in. Like, drop a comment. All that good stuff. Trying to behave. If you want to talk to us about anything, contact at ambitiouslyent.com. Contact at ambitiouslyent.com. Like, share, and subscribe to this podcast. I really just want you to hit the like button. I would be grateful just for just hit the like button. I'm grateful for that. Check out our website, www.ambitiouslyent.com. www.ambitiouslyent.com. I have permission. And the reason why I'm saying this is because I don't take requests. any music video that I have played on this podcast, I've had permission to play. I want to get to a thorough Thursday, but it's a busy season right now. I don't know what's going on. But any video I play, I have permission to play. I have written, visual, electronic, audio. I got consent. That's why I play them. And then this is the other thing, that I got this DJ and he's kind of great. And I don't feel like y'all should be putting no pressure on him. And if I take one request, then I got to take all the requests. And I'm just not doing it. Just catch his vibe on Fire Friday. He does his thing. And you never hit the same song twice. Let's go. Stop playing with my DJ. Go DJ. I'm going to get to him in a minute. Join our coffee community so we can have titillating, salacious, even taboo conversations. And I can cuss whenever I want to. Because I really want to. I want to be able to say shit immediately. I do. So join the comfy community. Let us... Wait. Before we get to that. Big shout out to our DJ. DJ Rue Casey. He provides us with heat every Friday. I appreciate him for what he does. Doc, by the way, he said shout out to you on Friday, but you weren't able to be here. So I just wanted to relay the message today. But big shout out to our DJ. He's a great, phenomenal DJ, and I appreciate him so much. And I hope that you guys appreciate him too. He will provide us with another mix for this week. Make sure you check it out on Fire Friday, because it's heat. It's always heat. And yeah, big shout out to our DJ. Go DJ, because that's my DJ. Go DJ, because that's my. So let us know how y'all feel about these mixes too. We would like to know. Say it to his face. I'm sorry. I feel like everybody should be just saying it to their face. I say it to your face. I ain't no punk. I ain't no punk, bitch. I say it to your face. Might punch me in it, but we gonna fight. Hit the like button and tune in. Yes, Doc. Tell him, hit the like button and tune in. I ain't no punk, bitch. Say it to my face. Yeah, salute to DJ Rukasey. Yeah, man, our DJ is the greatest. He is, and so I can't let y'all play with him. Like he's not, because he is. Make sure you tune in on Friday. Yeah, man. I know, punk bitch. Say it to his face. He'll be here on Friday tuning in with y'all. He going to say stuff, so say it to his face. All right. Anyway, and that's that. Say it to his face. But he can't control his sons from prison, so I give him that. Can't be mad at that situation. I need them to start acting up. They're not helping their father's case. I don't care how mad you are about what people are saying, what little Ray J is saying. You can't do nothing. What you're doing is not helping your father's case. Okay? Petty Boots, a.k.a. Lil Caligula. Stop playing with D-Rose and he gonna kick your ass. You want that Compton to come out and I'm trying to tell you, he gonna kick your ass. What else we talked about? Kamala, stop adding these skank ass holes to your campaign. Well, it's almost over tomorrow. It's not helping the cause. Shit. Fuck. Dumbass. Rest in peace to Quincy Jones. Rest in peace to him. I'm trying to think what else we talked about tonight. We talked about a few things. I just need her to stop doing that dumbass shit. It don't make you look good. It makes you look stupid. Fat Joe, don't blame everything on the journalists. It was a lot of other factors that played a part in that whole Biggie and Tupac situation. The journalists, yes, but not all of them. It wasn't all of them. Miami took you long enough. And that's what I'm going to say about that. Because Jesus, it took you long enough. Oh, my Lord. Y'all just now? Jeez Louise, dumbasses. But anyway, it is time for me. Oh, and I am running out dictionaries. I have two. So you have to sign them out. I need to put one of them little pockets in the back with the little card so I can know who's running, who's signing out the books. But I am, hold on. I am loaning out books. So y'all can stop thinking that demure is a new word. Yeah, we gonna do that, all right? I want to educate our people. I don't need us out here being dumbasses, okay? Demure is not a new word. I just wanted to get that off my chest. Sorry. Even my daughter knows what demure means. And she's not, she'll be 13 in January. Cut it out. Yeah, so I am running out the dictionary, the thesaurus, AP style book. I'm writing out a few books. I even have some marketing books if you want to, you know, expand your horizons, and some music business books as well. But yeah, I am opening what we'll call the Ambitiously Library, and I will be running out books. You can keep them for a couple of days and you have to return them so the next person can get the book, okay? Because I want y'all to read. Anyway, it is now time for me to say the things. It is now time for me to say the things that I say at the end of every show, which is this. Mind your business. Everybody's business is not your business, except for on Media Mondays where I tell everybody's business because I like telling people's business. It's fun. I'm nosy. Tap-ins, I've been doing pretty good. I haven't been telling people's business, but me and Doc, we sit down, we get in our tap-in bag, and then we do the final exam, and it's fun. And then on Wet and Wired Wednesdays, I tell my own businesses, but on the Wire Tap, if you have a court case and you're despicable, heinous, sinister, defiled, depraved, I can't even think of all the words I want to say right now, but if you are any of those things and you have a court case, you know I'm reading it. And guess who's going to help me? Doc, stop playing with us. Don't be despicable. Don't be trifling, okay? Because we're going to read your case if you get one. But other than that, mind your business. It's a safe way to live your life. It is. Very safe way to live your life. Listen, love your babies. Hug your babies. Tell your babies that they are the GOAT, the greatest of all times. They need that encouragement. They need that. And if you don't do it, who the hell else is going to do it? Nobody. Because the teachers, they get paid to be there, but they don't get paid to care. Your job is to care and to really, like, encourage them to be great. If they want to work for NASA, tell them to be the best astronaut, engineer, receptionist, janitor, or secretary, or whatever the hell else they do over there at NASA. All I know is this. Get yourself a telescope, but not the kind you look through your neighbor's windows with, you little perv. Get a good one. I got to show y'all mine again. Get a good one. And then go outside and be nosy in the sky. Don't be looking in your neighbor's windows. Look up and see what's going on in the sky, okay? Because there's a lot of weird shit going on right now. Don't be a perv. If your child wants to work for NASCAR, then tell them to be the best NASCAR driver, pit boss, pit crew member, commentator, or engineer, because I know they got them over there too. I don't know, whatever they do over there in NASCAR. But one thing I know for sure is they got a need for speed. And at one point in time, baby, one point in time, the muscle car was in. They loved the muscle car back then. So, and I will always love a muscle car. So, yeah, I told y'all, it's like a mental orgasm, me and them cars. I love them. But whatever the case may be. Oh, I found my other car. Whatever the case may be, tell them to be great. Tell them that they are great. Let them know that they are the greatest of all times. They need that encouragement. Real shit. Okay. Next final exam is 2018. All right, cool. Stay in your lane. This is fair warning. Fair one. I've been giving warnings all day today because people have been irking my soul and it's not even cool. So, it's nothing that concerns this podcast. Anyway, people have been irking my soul today. And so, yeah, fuck it, I'm on one. Stay cool. I am. I'm on one. I'm about to get to you in a minute. But this is the one and I'm going to pass to everybody else. Fair warning. Stay in your lane. My lane and your lane are not the same. Your lane is over here. My lane is over here. They should not intertwine. Stay in your lane. You don't want to get in my lane because you jump in my lane. People aren't today. You jump in my lane, you're going to get her, and you don't want her because she's not nice. She's not kind. Do not break the glass and do not push the button because you do. The glass is going to slide open. The gate is going left. The Harleys is coming out, and so am I. And it's going to get ugly. And you don't want her. You don't want her. You don't want her. She's not nice. And if I'm going to give you any information, I'm going to give you that information. She is not nice. Leave her the fuck alone. Let her be over there eating her gazelle, feeding her cub, living a nice lioness life. You don't want her. You want her. She's nice, sweet, kind, and cuddly and all that good stuff. She is. Or her. Oh, hold on. Let me put this on the screen real quick. Hey, you big purr bitches. Her or her. Because if cat is purring, cat is a happy, happy girl. You don't want that first one. She's not nice. A lot of people found that out the fuck today. And I'm not afraid to let more motherfuckers know that shit today, tomorrow, next week, next month, next year. I don't care. I don't. You don't want her. She's not nice. Mm-mm. Not at all. And what usually happens when you jump into other people's lanes is a collision. And who the fuck needs that? I don't need that for me. I don't need that for you. We don't need that for we. So just stay in your lane and everything will be cool. Which segues to my next point. Fake ass J. Cole, where are you? Tell the real J. Cole, I said, shut the fuck up. I stand on that one. Because you don't get to do the thing. Take the thing back. Well, you don't get to make a retaliatory situation. Then do the thing and then come back and talk about why you did the thing. Nigga, stand 10 toes down on all your shit. Shit. Shut the fuck up. You learned your lesson. You learned and we was good. Now you want to come back and talk about why you did the thing. Shut up. All right. Which the point is, worry about the battle. I mean, don't. I'm sorry. He done made me mad just that quick. People been making me mad all day. Worry about the war, not the battle. Fuck the battle. Pick and choose your battles wisely. Every battle is not a battle to be fought. It's not. It's not. Every battle is not a battle to be fought. Worry about the war. Mobb Deep told y'all a long time ago that there is a war going on outside and that no man is safe from it. I'm not going to do the rest. Mama say, mama say, my Michael. I'm going to behave. But they told y'all, and I don't know if y'all was listening, but you should have listened. And if you didn't listen then, listen now. Fuck the battle. Worry about the war. I'm worried about the war. I'm not worried about these bullshit-ass, minute-ass battles and shit. Like, fuck out of here. Fuck out of here. Yeah, worry about the war. And last but not least, she ain't listening no more either. She done let people done taint her vision of herself. And she was living her big BBW, best BBW life. And now I don't know what she got going on. But be you. Fuck everybody else. Nobody in this world can make or break you. Be your authentic self. Well, they can if you let them. Don't let them. Fuck what everybody got to say. Don't let them tell you how to eat, dress, sleep, shit. None of that shit. Do what is best for you. You can't make anybody happy. You can add to their happiness, but you can't make them happy. And fuck trying, really, to be honest with you. You come in this world by yourself and you're going to leave by yourself, even if you are a twin, baby. So fuck them. You try to appease people. You do the one thing to make them happy. Then they're not satisfied because it's going to be a whole nother thing. Fuck that shit. Just worry about you, boo. Don't worry about nobody else because... You can't. Just worry about what you got going on, okay? And with that being said, it is now time for me to get the hell out of here. I got to go get up. Well, I don't know what time I want to go vote tomorrow. I want to go early, but I know that a lot of people are going to be there real early. So I don't know what time I'm going to vote tomorrow. But what you do know is I'm going to vote tomorrow, and I hope that you do too. With that being said, I got to get up out of here, y'all. I love y'all. Stay safe. Stay out of trouble. Go vote. And with that being said, I gotta get up out of here. Bye. Bye, y'all.
Friday is coming, and for the adults in your life who love the coolest toys, well, there's something for them this year too. Bartesian is the premier craft cocktail maker that automatically makes more than 60 seasonal and classic cocktails, each in under 30 seconds at the push of a button. And right now, Bartesian is having a huge site-wide sale. You can get $100 off any cocktail maker or cocktail maker bundle when you spend $400 or more. So, if the cocktail lover in your life has been good this year, or the right kind of bad, get them Bartesian. At the push of a button, make bar-quality cosmopolitans, martinis, Manhattans, and more. All in just 30 seconds. All for $100 off. Amazing toys aren't just for kids. Get $100 off a cocktail maker when you spend $400 through Cyber Monday. Visit bartesian.com/cocktail. That's BARTESIAN.com/cocktail.